The 2017 Knock Knights are on the air. WISR 680 AM in Butler and the MSA Sports Network now present the live broadcast of Knock High School Football 2017. Tonight's broadcast of Knock Football is presented in part by the John W. Thrower Concrete Corporation of Saxonburg, Troy Allen Chevrolet and GMC in Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick in Kittanning, Kelly's Family Restaurant on Main Street in Saxonburg, the United States Air Force, the law firm of Dillon McCandless King Coulter and Graham, United Plate Glass in Butler, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System, Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers, and Slippery Rock University. Tonight's broadcast can also be heard online at WISR680.com and, as always, on the MSA Sports Network at msasports.net. Time now for the Coach's Show, a visit with Knock head coach Frank Whalen prior to tonight's kickoff. Now let's go to the coach's office, and here's the radio voice of the Knock Knights, Scott Briggs.
Well, once again, we get a chance to talk with Knock head football coach Frank Whalen before the start of tonight's game. A little bit different than we usually do, but still, we get a chance to talk with Coach. Coach, let's walk back a little bit to last week and the big win over Indiana. Looked like you guys were able to do just about what you wanted to do in that game.
Yeah, I mean, we spent a lot of time last week, Scott, working off on our triple pass, which is our play-action pass off of our triple option. And it really paid off for us. You know, all the work that we put in, the timing was great, and when we called it, we were able to hit it just about every time we called it.
Well, when you look at the success you had last week, you had talked about maybe making some changes defensively. You moved Ivan up to a corner, and you moved up Jake a little bit. How'd that work out for you?
Oh, it worked out really, really good. Jake did extremely well at outside linebacker, made a couple of big plays for us. And then Ivan did very well at corner. Now, corner wasn't too new for Ivan because in some of our, defenses, we looked at Ivan before at corner. So, but the big move was Jake, and he did well, and he'll stay at outside linebacker for the remainder of the year.
Yeah, I would agree with you on Ivan. I thought he looked exceptionally well in coverage, especially since he was running mostly man-to-man, right?
Well, I mean, we were mixing in some cover three with it as well, but you're right. I mean, he was in man coverage a lot, and he did a very good job. Actually, ended up getting a pick six for us as well.
We talked about offense as well, running the triple option, but you warned us we might see the eye. We did see it for a short stretch there. Grade that out for us too.
Yeah, we probably ran about 6-7 plays out of it, and I thought it served its purpose, and it will remain part of our package. We're able to run triple off of it, and actually Jake read it real well and ended up pitching it to Ivan and ended up gaining about, it was over 10 yards. I forget exactly what it was. So, and then, a couple of powers. It gained 4 or 5 yards each pop. So it was definitely, probably the plays that we ran out of the eye, we probably averaged 5-6 yards a play out of it. So that's a positive.
Also, it was a negative when, A.J. Karenbar went down, but you were able to insert, Noah Setnar just took on a bigger role out of his position, and he had a pretty good game.
Yeah, Noah did really well. And it's as you mentioned, losing AJ was very tough because AJ was a starter on defense and obviously a starter on offense, and he's a captain. So that was, that was a tough blow to have. But Noah stepped it up, and Chase Mullen did a very good job as well. As well as Maddie Goodlin and James Johnson. So, at that A back or that wing back position, we got several of them, and it's just kind of almost like the luck of the draw on whether or not you're going to catch the pitch or whether or not you're going to be in the game when the triple pass is called. So it just so happened that when Noah's number was called, he stepped up and delivered for us.
And when we look at the defensive side of the ball, Indiana was really unable to run the ball. They had a couple of long runs, but for the most part, all they could do was try to pass.
Yeah. I mean, and watching film on them, Scott, they really run the ball very well. I mean, they were able to run the ball against the top teams in our conference. And that was a point of emphasis for us this week, to really shut down their off-tackle run game. And I thought, other than the one time where they broke the long one, other than that, that's all they did offensively in the run game. Now, their quarterback is very good. He's only a junior, and he's already the all-time leading passer at Indiana High School. Indiana's had some really good quarterbacks. Most recently, Jake Zelenkis, who's now a Pitt. So this kid's very good. He was putting the ball on the money right when, you know, he had, in some cases, he had a guy right in his face, putting him on the ground as the ball's coming out of his hand, and it's a perfect strike. So he was very good. I think they threw the ball well over 30 times.
Well, and you had great
week.
You had great pressure on him, but he just had that knack to get rid of the ball at the exact right time.
Yes, he did. I mean, he's very good. He's very good, and they got a couple of good receivers, and I thought our guys, for the most part, did a very good job in coverage. It's just this kid dropped the ball in perfectly. And when that happens, there's really only so much you can do as a defensive back.
Well, we turn the page and look to this week to the Newcastle Red Hurricane. Talk about a quarterback that's pretty good. They've got one. Talk about a running game that's pretty good. Marcus Hooker, he's a pretty good ball player.
He's as good as there is. There's a reason why he got a full ride to Ohio State. He is phenomenal. And as you say, you know, he's running that Wildcat offense, so he is the quarterback. But he's basically a running back. So they're direct snapping the ball to him, and they've got a lot of nice different plays that they do where he's running the football. And then when he does hand it off, their tailback is very good. This number 33, excellent running back as well. So they have a very good 1-2 punch offensively. And they put 33 points on South Fayette last week. So our defense is going to have, we'll have our hands full with this offense.
Well, you had, a chance to take a look maybe at the films of that South Fayette game. Nobody has scored like that on South Fayette. Did they just have a better scheme altogether?
They did do some different things that they haven't shown before. And I don't know if it caught South Fayette by surprise or not. But it certainly worked, and what they're doing with them now from the shotgun is they're doing actually a lot of two similar plays that are our base plays, so midline option and an inside veer option that they're now doing with Hooker, and when you add those two option plays into what they were formerly doing, it's really deadly.
Well, when you take a look at South Fayette's defense, what problems will they present for your offense?
Well, I mean, they run a 4-3 defense, so any time where you have seven men in the box, it poses some problems. So we're going to try to, we've made some adjustments with some of our formations to be able to handle a 4-3 defense a little bit better, and hopefully we'll have some success against them.
And will you make any changes to your defense? Are you going to do anything different given the fact you've got a guy like Marcus Hooker over there?
Just making sure that we're option sound now with their newfound option game. And then just trying to align our defense where we have an extra half man, on there, what we believe will be the side that they're going to run the football to. That's going to be the key. And the key is our defense recognizing it and making sure that we are adjusting appropriately. And if we do that, we should have an extra defender, that should be able to pose a little bit of problems for them, hopefully.
Well, you've had the week to prepare for them. How'd your week go? Are you pleased with how things went at practice this week?
Well, the kids had off Monday, Columbus Day, and it was a little slow early on in the week, to be honest with you. So yesterday, it's normally a light day. Yesterday, we went out in full pads, and we got after it. And I truly believe our kids wanted it to be that way because they weren't satisfied with how practice during the week went. And I think that, I know that yesterday was an extremely good practice. So hopefully we will be ready to roll tonight. I'm sure we will. We're going to give Newcastle everything we got.
Well, Taggart Stadium, a pretty historical place to play. And for these kids, probably their first trip to Taggart, I would guess.
Yeah, it will be their first one. I think the JVs were there last year, but I think the last time a NOC varsity team played at this stadium was back in 2010 in the quarterfinals versus Central Valley. I believe that would have been probably the last time we played there.
Yeah, I believe it was, and would have been the Robert Foster era for Central Valley.
Yes, tremendous team they had, and they would end up going on to beat us and then win the WPIL championship that year.
Well, Taggart has never been a real popular place for NOC, although they played their very first playoff game there back in 1976, so let's see if we can turn things around. And, Coach, good luck to you guys tonight, and let's bring home a victory over Newcastle. Keep the playoff hopes alive.
Absolutely. Thanks, Scott.
All right, Coach Frank Whalen with us here as we get set for the start of tonight's game as the NOC Knights take on the Newcastle Red Hurricane. We'll be back live from Taggart Stadium right after this.
The law offices of Dillon McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
Michael, what are you wearing?
These are doctor's scrubs, Mr. Schneider. Got some healing to do.
Ah, because all the furnace rejuvenation calls we're getting?
Rejuvenations are even more important than tune-ups.
That's true.
We deep clean your system to remove every speck of dust.
Breathing new life into your furnace.
Making them work like the day they were born.
Doctors deliver babies. I get it.
And you do not want carbon monoxide leaks.
So deadly.
You need to call Schneider's 1 hour
before you turn your furnace on.
We'll keep your family safe by keeping your furnace healthy.
I see what you did there.
We don't call them rejuvenations for nothing.
And we guarantee no breakdowns for 6 months.
Or we give your money back towards repair.
Let's get to work.
You gonna put on some scrubs too, Mr. Schneider?
I'll just keep my Schneider's uniform on.
Time for a house call from Schneider's 1 hour.
Here, you dropped your stethoscope.
Oh, thanks. 283-8500.
25-25.
Schneider's 1 hour, on time, day or night.
283-8525.
We're just a few minutes away from tonight's NOC football game here on WISR and the MSA Sports Network. Now let's go live to the press box. Here's Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon.
And good evening, everyone, from Taggart Stadium, historic Taggart Stadium in downtown Newcastle. It's NOC football tonight. The NOC Knights taking on the Newcastle Red Hurricane. I am Scott Briggs. That is Dave Bacon. And this is a must-win for the NOC Knights tonight, Dave. When you look at this conference and you look at what's left, NOC's got to win out to have a chance at the playoffs.
To have any chance at all, Scott, then it's going to be no easy task here against Newcastle this evening. They have a great running back who is also their quarterback, as you heard in the pregame show, Marcus Hooker, and a pretty good running back behind him. So the NOC defense is going to be tested tonight. They've been able to stop the run fairly well, especially last week with some of the adjustments they made.
Yeah, they really did. They forced Indiana to throw the ball, and they had to throw. They couldn't run the football, and we've seen that through most of the season. Teams have not been able to run with any consistency against NOC. NOC will stay with that similar type of defense they did. You heard Coach say he liked the way that Jake Harrett moved up into the linebacker spot. They'll continue with that. You just can't let the guy get passed into the second level. But again, when you're looking at a guy like Marcus Hooker, who is a going to Ohio State on a full ride, his brother Malik is a safety with the Indianapolis Colts, and there's another Hooker coming up. There's a younger one also.
Casey, or no, that's a Booker, never mind.
I don't know what, there's a couple other ones in the family that may still be coming up, but right now the focus is on Marcus. At 6 foot 200, he has all the skills, all the talents, both sides of the football, defense and offense.
Yeah, it's going to be. He's got almost 1,000 yards rushing this season so far, and the Red Hurricane, not known as a passing team, not racking up many passing yards, but they haven't really had to. And particularly last week, Scott, they gave South Fayette, the leader in this conference, just about all they wanted.
And last week, Newcastle found themselves down a couple touchdowns early, but battled back. And were able to give South Fayette. In fact, I think Newcastle led at one point in the second half. South Fayette came back and was able to win it by just a couple of points. I think 35-33 was the final.
Well, they got one 40, late.
42-33, so it was a lot closer than that score indicates. But still, this is a very dangerous team, and one that comes in here with a record of 3-2 with a loss to South Fayette. And their only other loss to Montour. So, you know, you're in the exact right position if you're Newcastle, and NOC is in the right position to have to knock off somebody that's sitting in a playoff spot right now. You've got South Fayette at 5-0, Montour at 5-1, Newcastle 4-2, and Mars 3-2. Those right now, if it was said and done, are your three playoff teams. And then boiling under, Highlands at 2-3, NOC at 2-3, and Blackhawk at 2-3. Believe it or not, Blackhawk is still in the hunt with wins over Ambridge and Indiana. And we'll have to see how things play out here, but this is Knox's chance, their opportunity to use their defense against the Newcastle run and see if they can't come home with a win.
Yeah, they pretty much have to. And if you look at the rest of the season, next week we host Ambridge at home at Knox High School. Following week we close out the season by hosting Mars. So they get the boys get to taste home cooking for the next 2 weeks after tonight. But they've got to take care of business this evening.
Yep, and a win over Newcastle would be a first for NOC here at Newcastle. For those of you that go long ways back, NOC first started their series with Newcastle in 2000. And the Canes beat them at NOC 35-7. NOC came here in 2001 and led 28-6 in the third quarter in a game that Mike King will never forget. As the game, Newcastle came back and won it 30-28. But that was a game that really propelled that team on, especially into the next season in 2002 when they were completely dominating everybody. NOC faced Newcastle, of course, in 2007 in the first round of the playoffs, defeated them 42-24 at NOC. And then in 2016, last year, NOC lost at home 42-14. Those are the only times they've played Newcastle, but they played here at Taggart two other times. Their very first playoff game, coming in 1976 against Farrell, I believe.
Yeah, I believe so.
Was here at Newcastle.
You and I were here.
Yep, we were here for that one. We didn't broadcast it. We were here to watch it. And then in 2010, NOC played Central Valley here in the first round of the playoffs. That lost a game to Central Valley here, but that also propelled Nauk into 2011, where they had extreme success again. So years where you come out of Taggart Stadium, the next year always seems to be pretty good. Let's hope that's not the case tonight. Let's hope the Knights can pick up the win and move up in the playoffs. Again, those are the standings that we indicated to you in addition to this game tonight. Ambridge is at Mars, so give the Planets a win there. Highlands at Blackhawk. That one should be a little bit interesting.
Yes.
See how the Cougars, if they're getting better and improving. And Indiana at South Fayette, so chalk one up for the Lions there. Montour is the non-conference game. They are hosting Greensburg-Salem. And those are the other games in the Northwest 9 here tonight. And again, Nauk has to pick up this win, and we saw some good stuff last week that should bode well against Newcastle. But when you have a single player that is as good as Marcus Hooker is, we've seen it happen before where one guy has been able to dominate a game, and you just sort of have to stop that from happening here tonight.
Yeah, most recently, in the worst one in my memory of recently is Jimmy Wheeler down at West Mifflin.
he had a pretty good night.
He was quite a running back in his own right.
So the Knights will take on the Newcastle Red Hurricane here from Newcastle's Taggart Stadium. Nauk band on the far side. A few folks from Saxonburg making the trip. And we've seen this stadium go through a couple of maturations. Of course, this stadium build is part of the old WPA way back in the 40s. And the side that we're on is what's left of it. Whole seats and everything else, but the far side, they tore it completely down. In fact, when we were here in 2001, there was nothing over there but the old press box. Now they've put in a set of bleachers for visitors over there, redone that whole side of the stadium. It's very nice. It's artificial surface. That's been that way here in Newcastle for some time. And it's just a big facility when you could, maybe the biggest one in the whole section. I don't know, South Fayette may be bigger, but this is huge.
Yes, I imagine this holds a lot of people, and we were talking to some folks before the game, before we went on the air, that years ago, especially during the years when Butler and Newcastle played, that was a hot ticket right there. They said they used to put 15,000 people in this facility.
You couldn't get another body in here when Butler and Newcastle played, either here or at Butler. In those years, Butler-Newcastle game was the game of the year for both of those teams. And there were some thrillers, some real good ones. But Newcastle, of course, has gone through a downsizing. And they've dropped to lower levels and came back up a little bit, struggling. Newcastle for a while could have been AAA, but elected to play Quad A for a number of years. And then just got to the point where they couldn't compete in Quad A, and they were really a Double-A team and went down to Double-A, and now in Quad A right now with Nauk, and they may be one of the smaller Quad A teams. And, of course, just a note to remember is that we're due for realignment again this year. We'll have to see how the WPIAL reacts to things, whether they continue to stick with this format, the six conferences, or whether they go back to four and not worry about state playoffs. We'll have to wait and see, because with this format the way it's been, and it's an awful lot of travel for people, and as we mentioned, Indiana going to South Fayette, 100 and some miles one way.
Yeah, that's almost an overnighter.
Almost. And there's no easy way to get to from Indiana to South Fayette. It's not like you get on a road and drive. You've got to go numerous interchanges and exchanges to get down there, and a long trip for them. Just sort of kind of like when you went to Hollidaysburg a few years ago, right? All right.
Oh, yeah.
We're just a couple of minutes away from the start of this one as Nauk takes on the Newcastle Red Hurricane. And we will be back with the kickoff and the start of the game right after these messages.
Over the past two decades, United Plate Glass has forged a name for itself synonymous with quality, service, and reliability. By combining the most advanced equipment, the best people, and a dedication to fulfilling their customers' needs, United Plate Glass has set itself apart from its competition. UPG wants to encourage all the high school athletes, forge a name for yourself and your school through hard work, determination, teamwork, and pride in your performance. Good luck, Nauk Knights football players and cheerleaders from United Plate Glass.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in Slippery Rock.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Knock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
A few years ago, I coined the phrase for Robert Stevens Jewelers, making beautiful memories on Main. I'd like to take that a step further and add, making your dreams come true on Main. You dream it up, and with Steve's creativity and 30 years behind the goldsmith bench, along with computer-aided drawings, he's going to make it happen. It's obvious. You can't fake experience. On Main Street in Butler, it's Robert Stevens Jewelers, taking dreams and making memories.
With Butler Health System Faster Care in four locations, you get prompt care for minor injuries and illnesses, as well as routine medical services such as sports physicals and flu shots from physicians you know and trust. There's no need to wait. Urgent care with all the support, resources, and experience of the Butler Health System, only faster. BHS Faster Care with locations in Butler, Sarver, Katanning, and Slippery Rock. Visit us at butlerfastercare.org for more information.
A rock-solid education is a critical step in achieving life's goals. Choose from programs that lead to exciting careers in health, science, engineering, technology, business, communication, education, or the performing arts. With over 150 undergraduate majors and 30 graduate programs, Slippery Rock University has been the best choice, first choice, of students across the nation for 125 years. Slippery Rock University. Experience the difference. Learn more about SRU's innovative, flexible, and affordable programs by visiting sru.edu.
It's kickoff time for the Knock Knights here on WISR 680 AM Radio in Butler. Tonight's broadcast of Knock Football is presented in part by the John W. Thrower Concrete Corporation of Saxonburg, Troy Allen Chevrolet GMC in Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick in Katanning, Kelly's Family Restaurant on Main Street in Saxonburg, the United States Air Force, the law firm of Dillon McCandless King Coulter and Graham, United Plate Glass in Butler, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, the Butler Health System's Faster Care, Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers, and Slippery Rock University. Now back to the press box and tonight's game. Once again, here's Scott Briggs and Dave Bacon.
And welcome back to Taggart Stadium as we get you set for the start of tonight's game. The Knock Knights in the Newcastle Red Hurricane. The Canes in a playoff spot and pretty much locked into that. Newcastle's remaining schedule will non-conference game at Ringgold, and they'll finish out the season against Blackhawks, so you got to assume the Canes are in. And then with the three losses, they'd be tied with maybe somebody else. So they're going to be right on the edge. With four wins, and if they would have three losses, but with only two so far, and if we're hopeful, Knock will give them their third, but they're not going to lose anymore. Mars Planets with Indiana and Knock, so it's one of those ones where Knock's got to win. So you could have Newcastle, Mars, Knock, all finishing at 4-3. And Highlands, most likely not going to do that. Highlands has a Blackhawk tonight, so that would give Highlands, well, they could finish at 4-3. That'd give them their third win. Then they've got South Fayette. and then they finish up against Indiana. So you could have four teams there in the bottom all tied, which would be a mess.
Yeah.
But the Knock Knights, in order to do that, have to defeat this Newcastle Red Hurricane team that has had good games and not-so-good games, last week being perhaps their best against the best in the conference in the South Fayette Lions. Knock has won the toss and has deferred to the second half. And I see the Knights' extra captain tonight will be Andrew Mullen again. Looks like it. Of course, A.J. Karenbauer in street clothes. A.J. still with a medical condition that prohibits him from playing. Also for Knock as a captain, Ian Gumto tonight.
Mark Torcello, Marcus Hooker, Gio Chiappa, and Casey Booker, captains for the Red Hurricane.
Booker, there's another name of Newcastle lore.
Yeah.
So the Canes will get the ball to start. Demetrius McKnight, Freddie Soto back deep to take the kick from Matt Gore. The Canes in the home uniforms, black uniforms, white numerals, and the dark red helmets. The Knock Knights on the road uniforms with the blue pants, white jerseys, black numerals, and gold helmets. And you can see the numbers easily on all of these jerseys. So kudos to the ADs for helping us old guys see this stuff. So McKnight and Soto deep for Gore's kickoff. This one will go straight down the middle. It's going to bounce and be fielded by Soto. Out across the 15-20, a little bit of a seam there. Flag comes down, and then Soto comes down across the 35 to the 37. What a flag from behind. That's usually not good for the kick return team.
Generally where you see a hold.
Or an illegal block or something there.
Or an illegal block, yeah.
Ball's at the 37, and they'll mark it back from the hold, which was the 27. So this will take the ball back and put it at the 17. Oh, the Canes starting deep in their own end, and Marcus Hooker, who is the quarterback slash running back, essentially they run a wildcat. And in the backfield with him is Josh Thomason, and he's also pretty good. Single receiver to the right side. Knock Knights three down linemen as Hooker waits for the snap, takes it, and he's on the run to the right side, looks to turn it upfield. Nothing there. In fact, he'll lose a yard back to the 16-yard line.
Knights all over that one. Good penetration by the Knock front line there, Scott.
Yeah, you give credit to a whole bunch of guys. The PA announcers give it to Andrew Mullen. I see he also had Scotty Frazier in there from the safety spot. Newcastle will send Dante Burnett split wide to the right. Hooker will send another receiver over that way. That's McKnight. Now they actually switch sides. And Thomason in the backfield for Hooker. Hooker now with a man in motion. Takes a snap. Ball loose on the ground. It was fumbled, and I think Knock says they have it. They do. The Knock Knights come up with a loose football to start this game. Eric Green at the bottom of the pile looks like the guy that came up with it.
Scott, it looked like they were Newcastle was trying to run a jet sweep there, and the exchange just was never made completely.
No, they did not. I mean, it was a quick snap, and as the ball carrier was running by Hooker, they just sort of pitched the ball, but it hit the turf. And it looked like Eric Green was the guy that got it for Knock. So it'll be first and 10. Knock at the Newcastle 15-yard line. Big break for the Knights. Last time they had a big break like this was against South Fayette.
And they cashed in on it.
No, they fumbled it away on the next play.
Here's Stapchuk, one of them.
Stapchuk driving down to the 10-yard line. That's a pickup of five for the Knock Knights. Off that right tackle spot. South Fayette, they didn't give him the five. They gave him a seven. Or the 11. 11 or 12. 12. So give him a three-yard pickup. Second down, about seven to go for the Knock Knights. Martin split wide to the left side. Harrett looks for a hole up the middle. Here's Harrett inside the five. Harrett spinning to the goal line, and Harrett gets in for the Knock touchdown. Jake Harrett from 12 yards out, and Knock is on the board early.
Gets in for the touchdown for Knock.
A 12-yard run for the Knock quarterback, and with 10:27 to go here in the first quarter, less than 2 minutes in, and the Knock Knights with a quick score.
That one they converted.
Yeah, they did. So Matt Gore on to attempt the extra point. Ball is down. Gore is underneath. Puts it up and puts it through. So Gore on a bit of a tear there as well. So with 10:27 to go here in the first quarter, the Knock Knights lead 7-0. Dave, that's the way to start it out.
That's the way to start it out indeed. excuse me. Nice drive, short drive by the Knights to put points on the board, get up early and get a little confidence. They're playing, playing in a rough conference, Scott. You look at the schedule that they've played already this season. Not that, the newspaper rankings mean all that much, but, they've played West Mifflin, who was ranked at the time, one of their losses. They played South Fayette, who they lost to. They play Montour, who is ranked number 3 or 4. This Newcastle Red Hurricane team, ranked number 5.
Yeah, and they are good. So we'll see how the Canes respond here. And Gore's kickoff. This one will drive straight down the field. This will go into the end zone, and the Canes will start out at the 20-yard line.
Gore's kick goes into the end zone.
So good way for the Knights to start out. And Dave, the best thing is you had a chance, you took advantage of it, and you scored.
Yeah.
And you got 7.
There's nothing more disheartening than having a setup like that deep in the other guy's territory and not being able to put points on the board.
So Newcastle has started their own 20-yard line, 10:27 to go here in the first quarter. Knock up 7-0 over the Canes. Hooker, wing to the right, receiver to the left, takes the snap, and he hands it off. And to the right side goes Thomason. And Thomason takes it out to the 24-yard line for a gain of 4, 2nd down and 6. And Hooker comes to the sideline every time to get the play. This is basically a wildcat offense. I don't really have a quarterback. The listed quarterback is Daniel Minock. Now 4 receivers for the Canes. The Knights again showing a rush of 3. Hooker out of the pistol is back, looking to throw. Comes to the sideline, has a man wide open at the 30 for a 1st down. He stutter steps around there, goes backwards. But I think they'll give him progress to the 30, and that'll be a 1st time. Dante Burnett gets the 1st down. Good coverage by Knock after the catch, Dave, but he was wide open. 1st down, Canes at the 30. It looks like they had another yard than they gave them there. And Canes with 4 receivers. Hooker trying to spread things out. Takes a snap up the middle. Thomason. Thomason across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Again, Andrew Mullen on the tackle for the Knock Knights.
He's getting to the second level there, Scott. He picked up of about 6 yards.
And Hooker just handing off. They're spreading out the Knights with those 4 receivers, so causing Knock to have to go out into pass coverage. Hooker again back to throw. Throwing to the sideline again. The pass is caught. And the ball carrier, boy, hanging on for dear life is Jim Johnston. Hanging on to Drew Cox. Cox gets the 1st down out to the 44-yard line. So that's another gain of 8 yards. And a 1st down for Newcastle. What they're doing is forcing Knock to come up and play pass coverage. Hooker again, single setback, takes a snap, low snap, the handoff goes to Thomason up the middle, and he's hit and then drags Eric Green and Scott Frazier with him across midfield into Knock territory at the 49, a gain of 7. Just a quick hitter.
An offensive line of Newcastle opening some nice holes.
Newcastle's drive starting at their 20. They're out across midfield. Pretty much straight ahead that time by Thomason. Second down and a long 3 yards to go. Again, the Canes with four receivers, two to either side. Motion man back towards the middle, and he's got the football. Looks to turn it upfield, but Knock had that one pretty well thought out. And Tanner Grassy makes the tackle for no gain at the 49-yard line. That'll bring up third down and three. Nice job by Grassy to stay with that one. I think Booker's carried the ball but one time so far in this one. Okay, two or three pass completions, though. Here, third down and three for Newcastle. Again, four receivers. Hooker's back. Here comes pressure. Hooker throwing deep downfield. And the pass is incomplete, but we have a flag down back by the quarterback. And that's liable to be a roughing call against Nog. Personal foul, roughing the passer. Mistake there by the Nog Knights. That would have brought up fourth down, but they're going to give Newcastle 15 yards from the 49. That'll take it down to the 34, where it'll be first and 10 for the Canes. All right, just an uncalled for penalty there, Dave, because Hooker had already gotten rid of the ball.
Yeah, it was long gone before he was hit.
I know part of the thing is we want to hit this guy, but still, you can't do it after he's got rid of the ball. First and 10, Newcastle. Again, this time just two receivers left. Single receiver short side of the field, and here's Hooker's throw to the sideline. Pass is caught out there, but then a nice tackle by the Knights. They've held up Dante Burnett, and they just sort of holding them there, and then all of a sudden, bang, they knock him over for
a whole wave of Knights come in.
And he'll lose three or four, move it back to the 37-yard line. It's 38, the loss of four. Just a quick pass to the slot, to the wide side, actually. Second down, 14 for Newcastle. At the Knock, 38-yard line. Again, two receivers to the right side. Mark Torcello, the wide. No receivers left, and Hooker's running that way. Looks to cut back upfield. Runs through a couple of Knock Knights. Takes it down to about the 31-yard line. Pickup of seven. So he gets half of it there. It'll bring up third down and a long situation for the Canes. 5:55 to go here in the first quarter. It's Knock 7, Newcastle nothing. Newcastle fumbling on their second play from scrimmage. It took Knock two plays to get the touchdown. So Knock's offense really hadn't been on the field. Two receivers go again wide left for Hooker. Thomason, the single setback, slot receiver right. Hooker with a man in motion back towards the middle. Torcello. Hooker keeps it himself. Looks to duck upfield. Dax is away from a tackle but cannot get away from Scott Frazier. And he'll get just 2 yards to the 29. Which will bring up fourth down and about five. And Newcastle looks like they're going to send out. They're not sending out a kicker, are they?
Send out a wide receiver.
Yep, and a couple more wides. So fourth down in the better part of six. From the Knock 30 or 29-yard line, so a big play here for the Knock defense. Getting some pressure on Marcus Hooker that time. Hooker again, four receivers in the pattern. Hooker will take the snap back to throw. Throws across the middle. The pass is caught for a first down at about the 22-yard line. Just a perfect pass. Great coverage by Ivan Stapchuk, but the pass completed for the first down at the 22-yard line.
That was a bullet right on the money where the only guy that was going to catch it was that receiver.
Just a quick down and out, and Knock playing off the receiver. First and 10, Newcastle on the move here, trailing Knock 7-0 here in the first quarter. Two receivers wide side, two receivers short side for Hooker. Knock shows blitz, backs out of it. Now here's Hooker. Hand off up the middle, Thomason. Ridden down inside the 20 at about the 17-yard line. That's a 5-yard pickup, and Dave Newcastle just pounding the ball out here.
Yeah, just tearing up the clock, marching down the field.
Under 4 to go here in the first quarter, 7-0 Knock. Kane, second down and 5 from the Knock. 17, well, I'll call it the 17.5 yard line. Again, the Canes will go with 4 receivers, this time 3 of them to the wide side of the field, single receiver near side. Hooker again out of the pistol with Thomas in the sidecar. And Hooker hands off. Thomason breaks a tackle up the middle. Another tackle. And he's into the end zone for the score. Josh Thomason, a 17-yard TD run.
God, he just leaned forward, kind of made himself small and kept his legs turning.
Yeah, and again, Newcastle spreading out the field with 4 receivers, and a couple of those knock linebackers have to go out and cover. And if you get into that second level, it's a little easier to run, and that was the case right there. And Newcastle now on to look to tie the score.
Newcastle also, you know, not known as a passing team, but they've proven tonight that they can and will throw the football.
Extra point kick is up and good, and we are tied at 7. 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. Back with a kickoff right after this timeout.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352-9421. A trusted name that is rock solid.
Well, the Newcastle Red Hurricane, pretty impressive drive there, Dave. 13 plays, 80 yards, and ties the game.
One blemish on the Knock defense, though, Scott. They had that ball turned over to them, basically, and committed a foul that gave Newcastle new life in the first down. The Hurricane would have had it, 4th and long?
Yep, and the Knock had stopped them. But the roughing the passer call. And here comes the kickoff. Braden Cartwright to do the honors for Newcastle. And Cartwright's kickoff. There's an offsides. Newcastle a little bit anxious to get down the field. We saw this a lot last week, too.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana.
Yeah, a couple times in a row.
3:30 to go. First half, 30-30. 3:30. 7-7. 3:30.
Thinking about last week.
Yeah. So this will really be Knock's first chance at a sustained offense. Ran 2 plays on their first series. One a 5-yard run by Stapchuk. One a 3-yard run by Stapchuk, and then a 12-yard run by Herrick for the score. Kane set to kick it away again. Cartwright will try it. And this time it's a good one. Fielded by Stapchuk at the 15, out across the 20. Stapchuk turns it upfield, 25, 30, 35, and to the 37-yard line. Nice return by Ivan Stapchuk, and the Knock Knights good field position here with 3:22 to go in the first.
Scott, that well could have well been a touchdown-saving tackle there, because if that guy didn't bring him down,
and there were
was
no
a
more,
lot of green in front of him.
No more red helmets back there. So first and 10 for the Knock Knights. Jared Bricker out over center. Schreckengoss split wide to the right. Herrett under center this time in a triple option. The handoff to Stapchuk. Hole off the right out across the 40 to the 42. That's a pickup of about 4. Well, if Ivan's going to get 3 and 4 in a crack, Dave, we're in good shape.
We'll take that all night.
Yep. Second down, 6. Knock overloads the right side of that offensive line. In motion, they go that way. Stapchuk. And he'll get maybe the 45-yard line, perhaps the 44, only a gain of 2. Only had a tight end and a guard to the left of Bricker. Overloaded that right side and got a couple. Third down and call it 4 for Knock. Nick Martin with a play from the sideline for Jay Carrot. Martin will split out wide to the near side. Again, out of the triple option. Knock looking for 4 yards here. Newcastle with four down linemen. Motion man to the near side. Harrit keeps it. Now the pitch. The pitch. Mullen looks to turn the corner, and Mullen will get the first down. Out near and perhaps across midfield.
Yeah, they'll give him the 48-yard line.
So Chase Mullen with a nice pitch. Able to turn the corner. Something that Knox struggled to do from that side last week. Went okay Setnar's way, but Mullen's way not so much. Pick up to the 49-yard line. The gain of 7, first and 10 knock in Newcastle territory. Harrit again out of the triple option. He keeps it himself. Harrit into the line, and Harrit ridden down by Payne Prowell at the 45 for a gain of 4. This could be a really fast game, Dave, because neither team really... They just want to run.
And Newcastle threw a couple passes, a couple completions, one or so incompletion.
I think
but
just
for the most part.
And I think did that just to loosen up that knock middle. And it worked for them. Knights with a single receiver wide side. Again, 7 in the box for the Canes. Harrit back looking to throw. Downfield's going deep and throws way over Schreckengoss' head. He had his man beat, but Marcus Hooker was closing quickly. And actually, had he thrown it way earlier, might have had a chance. But longer, Hooker was gaining. So just an incomplete pass for the Knock Knights.
Brings up 3rd and 6.
Almost another passing down for Harrit. All right at the 45-yard line of Newcastle. Harrit again under center. Motion man to the near side. Harrit gives it to Stapchuk up the middle. Stapchuk gets the 40. Should be very close to, if not. Now it's going to be a yard short of the first down.
4th and 1. And you probably go for it here, Scott?
I think you probably would. You need the 39. And I think the way you've been running the ball, sure. You look at that quarterback, Harrit. And the Stapchuk. On which side? Well, they'll probably come to this left side where Seiko and Fry are. Newcastle now shows blitz as Harrit steps under center. Harrit to Stapchuk. He won't get there. Newcastle just closed up the spot where Stapchuk wanted to go, and Knock turns it over on downs at the 41-yard line.
Yeah, somebody go low on them and just take the pins out.
Well, and you know, that's where Knock had been running the whole game. They've been going off that right side between the center and tackle. And Newcastle plugged it up, and there was no room there at all. May have been a time to go the other way once. But Newcastle had that one smelled out and just filled the holes. And on turning it over on downs with 44 seconds to go. Newcastle starting at their own 41-yard line. And a handoff goes to Thomason, and he'll get the 43 for a gain of 2. And this should be about the last play of the quarter coming up. Gain of 1, second down, and, well, gain of a long 1. Let's say second down and a long 8. On what should be the final play of the first quarter. Tied at 7. Canes send 4 receivers. Hooker takes the snap and he's back. Hooker looking over the middle, going deep downfield, and Frazier almost picked it off, went through his hands. Pass intended for Freddie Soto, and Dave, great coverage by Knock. That
yeah. Yep, they were step for step with him. Frazier down there for some help, and he stretched out over his head and almost came down with that football.
And you wonder if he doesn't have the cast on the left hand if he makes that catch.
That doesn't help either.
But you could see him eyeing it up as it was getting there. He knew he had a shot at it. So Newcastle now 3rd down and 8 with 4 seconds to go here in the quarter. Their first 3rd and really long play. Knox shows a little bit of blitz off the right side. And they'll come. Hooker looks to turn the corner, and he will turn it upfield and get the first down across midfield at about the 49-yard line. He's going to be very, very close. Either's got it or is just short of it at the 49. And they will have to measure this. But anyway, that's the end of the first quarter. The Knock Knights and the Newcastle Red Hurricane tied at 7. We'll be back with second quarter action right after this timeout.
Butler Health System's Faster Care locations offer flu shots and urgent care treatments for minor illnesses, injuries, sprains, and more. Located at Butler Commons in Butler, Franklin Village Mall in Katanning, Malone Road in Sarver, and Innovation Drive in Slippery Rock. BHS Faster Care offers walk-in physicals for school, sports, work, and more. Faster Care, caring at the speed of your life. Visit bhsfastercare.org. Most insurances accepted, including UPMC and Highmark.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham take pride in the services they provide for the clients they serve. In litigation, personal injury, corporate and business law, real estate, zoning and land use, as well as labor and employment law. The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Conveniently located in Butler and Cranberry, contact them at 724-283-2200. That's 283-2200.
And welcome back here to Taggart Stadium along with Dave Bacon. I'm Scott Briggs on WISR, WISR680.com, and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Newcastle starts the second quarter with the ball in Knock territory at the 49, first and 10. Marcus Hooker keeps it himself, looks to cut upfield, is hit from behind by Eric Green, and then ridden down as he gets to the 46-yard line. Pick up there of 3 yards, second down and 7. Newcastle with a long drive on their second possession of the game. Went from the 20 for the touchdown. Took them 13 plays. Just a very methodical drive, Dave, mixing the pass and run. And just looked very good going down the field.
And the Knights helped them out, though, with a 15-yard penalty.
That was the big one. Very, very costly. Hooker now second down. Hand off to Thomason. This is another back, and he turns it upfield. Matt Senchak. And Senchak gets to the 40, just shy of the first down. It'll be third down and 1. Senchak snuck in there. And it's third and short for the Canes. Well, both teams content to run the football. And Senchak stays in the backfield along with Hooker. Now everybody in tight. Double wing set. Motion man to the right from the left, and Hooker's going to go that way with it. He goes into the line, is hit hard by Tanner Grassy as he gets to the 40 and falls forward to the 39. He gets the first down, but Dave...
They got it wrong up as fourth.
Yeah, but he's at the 39-yard line. They're going to say he's short by a couple of inches. They're not even measuring that. So it'll be fourth down in inches for Newcastle. So let's Knock turned it over on downs on fourth down last time out. Can see if the Knight defense can hold the Canes here. Hooker now takes a snap. He rolls right, looks to turn it upfield. Hooker turns it up, and he has a first down and more as he gets down to about the 36-yard line. A 3 yard pickup for Hooker, and it's another Newcastle first down as they continue to methodically move the football. 9:40 to play. First half, we're tied at 7.
He's grinding it out and burning up clock.
Again, Hooker comes to the sideline every time for the play.
Play clock's under 10.
They're going to have to hurry to get this one off. Hooker looks back, looks to the play clock. And Newcastle will be forced to take a timeout because that play clock was so far down. So with a timeout on the field and the score tied at 7, we'll take a quick 30-second break and be back. You're listening to Knock Football on WISR, WISR680.com, and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen, Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in Slippery Rock.
Newcastle Red Hurricane have the ball, first and 10 at the Knock 36-yard line. And forced to burn their first timeout of the half as the play clock was winding down. Again, they'll come out with everybody packed in tight, double wings. Motion man to the right, and they overload the right side. Hooker walks that way looking to throw the football. Now back to the left. Throws it back across the top, has a man wide open, and he'll take it down close to the five, and then going to go out of bounds at the one-yard line. Trey Epps snuck across the back, and Hooker hit him perfectly. And Scott Frazier saves the touchdown, takes him out at the one-yard line.
He was all by himself over there, Scott.
And somebody lost him in the coverage for sure. And that was perfectly executed. Another screen pass, maybe very similar to the one that Indiana executed last week against Knox. So the Canes have it first and goal. They're at the one. Full house backfield now. Hooker with backs on either side. Takes the snap, the handoff, and the touchdown. They give it to Trey Epps, and only probably because Epps thought he had it on the reception. Epps takes it in for the touchdown, and the Canes take the lead. .901 to go here in the first half, and Newcastle looking to get their 14th point. And all of Newcastle knows the Canes scored. Cartwright to attempt the extra point. And he skies this one up and puts it through. 14-7 Newcastle. With 9 minutes to go here in the first half. And Dave, another good drive. And again, a great screen pass set up. Hooker just waited till the last possible minute to release the ball and found a wide open Trey Epps on the left side. Everybody else had gone right.
Oh, and Hooker was about to get hit again.
Yep, and got rid of the ball. Well, Epps was out there all by himself. He probably could have got rid of it sooner as well. And again, Newcastle studying the film. That looks like a touchdown that Knock gave up last week.
Yes, it does. Knock gave up 4 touchdowns last week, but scored 8.
Yeah, when you do that, it's all right.
In a track meet.
So Newcastle with a kickoff again. Mike Johnston and Stapchuk back for Knock. Knights trail 14-7 to Newcastle. Canes with 14 unanswered in this one. And Cartwright's kicks a spinner. Stapchuk fields it at the 6. Stapchuk to the 10, 20, 25. Finds some room, 30, 35. One man to beat down the sideline. There goes Ivan Stapchuk. He's going to take it house end to end for an off touchdown.
Just that quick, the Knights answer back.
Stapchuk, 94 yards for the Knock touchdown. 2 kickoff returns for touchdowns this season for the Knock Knights. Wow. Ivan Stapchuk. You called it on the first one, Dave, that he was just that close. And this time, he was a lot further than that. So Matt Gore looking to tie it up for the Knock Knights. Ball is down, the kick is up, and Matt Gore looking very, very good of late. And we're tied at 14, Knock and Newcastle. Just like that, we'll be back with the kickoff right after this 30-second timeout.
Kelly's Restaurant at 130 West Main Street in beautiful downtown Saxonburg is proud to sponsor Knock High Football on WISR. If you're looking for a different place for breakfast or lunch, try Kelly's Monday through Saturday, 5:30 to 2 and 7 to 2 on Sundays. Check out our famous number one breakfast special with two eggs, bacon, sausage, or ham, home fries, and toast for only $5.50. For variety, our lunch specials change monthly. Come to Kelly's for great American food at great prices in downtown Saxonburg. Phone 724-352-4990.
Ivan Stapchuk, 94-yard kickoff return.
That sure brought the place alive.
Yeah. If you're a Knock fan.
Knock fans across the field from us here at Newcastle. First time we've broadcast from this side of the field. We've done games from the other side of the field. There's a press box over there.
Yeah, I don't ever remember, even when we did Butler games here and I was calling Tornado games back in the early 90s, we were always on the other side. Here's Gore's kickoff. It's going to be fielded by Soto down at about the 10. Soto to the 20, 25. Oops, Soto to the 30, 40. Soto's looking for a place to go. Runs through one Knock Knight and then finally brought down inside Knock territory as Knock. A.J. Sims saves a touchdown, he and James Jones, but another. You get one going one way, and we go back the other to the 36-yard line. So the Canes answer big time. How about that, huh?
Don't often have back-to-backs in the WPIL.
Not kickoff returns like those two. All right, here come the Canes now. They'll send four receivers, two to either side. Hooker with a single setback. It's Thomason again. And Thomason will get the football. Thomason into the line. Not much there. He stood up as he gets inside the 35 down to the 33. Gain of three, second down and seven. So Knox scores after recovering a Newcastle fumble at the 15. And then on a long touchdown run, kickoff return. While Newcastle's had two very long drives. Canes again, four receivers, spreading out the Knock defense. Hooker back. Hooker looks to throw. Hooker to the sideline, and I think he realized there was nobody there. Just maybe threw that one away, Dave.
Yeah, it looks like he threw it away. He wasn't getting pressure yet, but he was about to.
Third down, 7 yards to go now for Newcastle. I think they throw sometimes just to keep you honest.
Could be.
Because really the way they've been running the ball, they're getting 3, 4, 5 yards at a crack. Hooker back into the huddle for the Canes. Third down, 7 from the Knock 33. Two receivers and a slot receiver right side. Knock overloads to that side. Here's Hooker. Option. Keeps it himself. Back towards the middle. Finds a hole. Cuts through one Knock player. Runs out of a touch hold of another one. And then gets caught at the 1 yard line again by Scott Frazier. Hooker with a great run of 32 yards down to the one.
He tried to stiff arm Frazier away, but Frazier just stuck with it and stuck with it and stuck with it until he could find a handhold.
Ran the option there and just sort of a delay, and Hooker waited and waited and waited. Then he took off with it. Hawk had a couple of guys had a chance at him, but he's a big, strong kid. Now Hooker with a chance to put Newcastle ahead from the 1 yard line, first and goal, Canes. Hooker will take the snap, goes left, and walks into the end zone for the Newcastle touchdown. So a lot of scoring in this first half as well as we had last week. This time Marcus Hooker from a yard out. And you knew he was going to get the football since he almost got there. But you know what? Give Scott Frazier a lot of credit. With it harm in the cast, he's made two touchdown-saving tackles. Unfortunately, they turned into touchdowns eventually, but not on his watch. And Cartwright puts the ball down in. puts it up and through. So with 7:19 to go here in the first half, it's Newcastle 21 and Knock 14.
Very fast-moving first half, Scott.
Boy, I'll say. But again, both of these teams running the football an awful lot, completing passes. So now the Canes with a touchdown lead. We'll kick it off to Knock, and let's see if they kick it away from Ivan Stapchuk.
Probably will not want to repeat that.
That's a good one here, Knock and Newcastle. Knights just trying to stay with the Canes right now. And Newcastle's Cartwright sets it up. And that drive coming after a great kickoff return of about 50 yards. So two big kickoff returns in this quarter have led to two touchdowns, one for each squad. And this one is pounded on the ground and is going to be fielded by one of the up-back linemen, Mason Frank. And you know what, Dave? They're not used to seeing that ball, but
nope.
Give Mason a lot of credit. He got that ball, took two steps, and said, wait a minute, I'm not a running back. And he went down at the 35. Smart move by the young man.
Key there is he secured that football, covered it up, wrapped it with both hands, and it went down before anybody got there to try and slap it out.
Yep, he knew better. Well-coached and a smart move there. I think Cartwright just missed the kick. I don't think they intended to do that. But maybe they did. So here comes the Knock offense again, the triple option, looking at the four down linemen of the Canes, and here's Herrett on the keeper. Herrett for a yard, maybe two, to the 38-yard line. And a long two, almost three, second down, and seven for Knock. We turn under 7 minutes to go here in the first half. It's Newcastle 21, Knock nothing. Or 14.
14.
Sorry.
I'm relying on you. I can't see the scoreboard from where I am.
Setnar and Schreckengoss split to the left side. Martin to the near side. Motion. And Herrett again, the keeper. And Herrett just turns and only a yard there or so to the 40. Had all kinds of motion going on around him to try to confuse the Canes, but they were not confused at all, as Herrett only able to get two. It'll be third down and five.
Third down, five.
Knock again in the third and long situation.
And a timeout by the Knights.
So with 6:15 to go here in the first half, and the Newcastle Red Hurricane leading 21-14, we'll take a timeout and be back right after this. You're listening to Knock Football on WISR, WISR680.com, and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
Put your ABET accredited engineering degree to work in an exciting new career as an Air Force officer. We're looking for applicants interested in one of 18 possible technical career fields, such as electrical, mechanical, or computer systems engineering. If you'd like to gain world-class leadership and job experience, consider the Air Force. For more information, call Master Sergeant Talia Walters at 814-762-9330 or visit airforce.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Well, I just saw something that is interesting. At the end of the first quarter, it's Montour 28, South Fayette nothing. That can't be right. They're not playing them. They're playing Greensburg-Salem.
Yeah.
Well, the tweet just said Lions.
No, that's Greensburg-Salem.
Yeah.
Golden Lions.
Yeah.
The other Lions.
Not the South Fayette Lions. Third down and five for the Knights. Here's Herrett out of the pistol, back to throw. Herrett looking, throwing over the middle, and it's almost picked off. Threw it right to one of the Canes, was trying to go to Chase Mullen, and fortunately, the Newcastle Red Hurricane dropped down. And it'll bring up fourth down and five. And Knock will send out the punt team. You can't afford to take a chance here.
Nope.
You're only down a touchdown. See if you can pin the Canes back, and Marcus Hooker will go back to take the punt. Hooker goes one way. Drew Cox goes the other. See where Mullen tries to put this one. Good snap to Mullen. Pressure off the outside. Mullen gets it away. And the ball fumbled by Newcastle, but able to fall on it. Drew Cox caught it, dropped it, and then fell on it right at the 33-yard line. So very fortunate for the Canes, dodging a bullet right there.
You could hear the collective gasp work through the crowd over here, Scott.
Yeah. So with 6:02 to go here in the first half, and Newcastle leading 21-14, they'll get the ball back and try to extend that lead. Well, defense now with their work cut out for them. Somebody out there from Knock wearing a 45. I'm guessing it's Savon Mosby. There's a handoff up the middle. And not much there for Thomason as Jarrett Bricker tackles him at the 34. Don't have a 45 listed, and I have not seen Savon. That looks like him. He's about the same size.
I think Tanner Grassy was wearing it a couple games ago, but
he's wearing 50.
He's wearing 50. He's back to 50 tonight, so.
That just looks like Savon. Big. All right, Newcastle, second down and 9. Hooker with a single sidecar, puts a man in motion back towards the middle. Hooker keeps it himself, is back to throw. Now Hooker steps up in the pocket. He's going to run with it and darts back and forth across the field at 40, 45, up towards midfield and down into Newcastle territory. Boy, Dave, he's just got some moves.
He is quick on his feet. Changes direction on a dime. Ohio State is going to love this young man.
Yep, 17-yard pickup to the Knock 49-yard line. They went back to pass and saw nothing there and decided to step up and take off and broke a few tackles in the process. He is perhaps the best player in the conference. And Hooker going to keep this one himself, comes upfield, breaks a tackle across the 40. And deeper into Knock territory, gets past Mullen. And Jim Johnston brings him down at the 38-yard line. Another gain of 11 for Marcus Hooker. Starting to feel his oats right now. Again, he's just sidestepping Knights and running out of tackles. And he'll step in with a single receiver right side. Now double backs, one on either side of Hooker out of the pistol. Takes the snap, hands off to the first back through, Thomason, and he'll cross the 35 and down to the 33 for Eric Green, trips him up. Gain of 5 there. Second down, 5 as the Canes keep moving. Clock down to 4 minutes to go here in the first half. And Newcastle up by a touchdown, 21-14. Knock trying to hang on to their playoff hopes. Needs a win tonight. And right now it's Newcastle dominating the game on the ground. Offensively, Hooker keeps it himself again. Now the pitch to the sideline, and a good turn and run by Freddie Soto picks up the first down for the Canes down near the Knock 25-yard line. Another 8-yard pickup for Newcastle. Looking pretty good right now. Nobody's run the ball like this against Knock all season,
no.
Dave. Nobody has.
People that are scoring against Knock are primarily doing it through the air.
Or getting big plays on the ground. But they're not giving up runs like this constantly. Here's Hooker again, the keeper. Caught in the backfield, runs out of a tackle. A pretty sure tackler in Eric Green, but he just ran out of that tackle back at the 33 and takes it to the 22. Only a 3-yard gain, but at that, a pretty exciting 3 yards. Second down and a long 7 to go for Newcastle. 2:50 on a turning clock. Canes with 2 timeouts remaining. Hooker again with Thomason in the backfield. 2 receivers wide side as Hooker on the option gives to Thomason. Thomason looks to turn the corner and does. Inside the 20 and down to about the 18-yard line. Gain of about 4 or 5 there. We'll bring up third down.
Third down and about 3, looks like.
And the clock down to 2:20. Canes with substitutions go with a more lean package. Send the receiver to the near side. And a wing left. Booker needs 3 here from the 17. And he pitches it back again. Soto looks to turn, and he'll get to the 15, which should be very close to first down yardage.
Let's see where they spot it.
On it just at the 15-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 Newcastle. Canes keep the drive going, and the clock continues to run at 1:40. Very fast-moving first half. Newcastle now 2 receivers left. Hooker, handoff. That goes to Thomason. Thomason will get the 12-yard line. Gain of 3 as we turn down to 1:15 to go. Newcastle in no hurry here. Although they're not making Hooker come to the sideline for plays. Still running plays in. As we turn down to the 1 minute mark. Second down. 7 from the 12. Hooker waits, takes the snap, and he runs to his left, cuts it back to the inside, and is taken down close to the 7-yard line, and a timeout taken by Newcastle.
It's their second of the half.
Short of the first down, so it'll be third down and short. With 42 seconds to go, and this is really, David, textbook drive by Newcastle. Moving the ball down the field, taking time off the clock.
Not leaving any for the Knights in the half.
And this next play will be the 11th play of the drive. They really offensively have dominated this game. The Knock defense has not been able to get off the field for very long at all. Of course, when you look at the Knock defense and the Knock offense, there's not a whole lot of difference in personnel.
True.
So whether you, it doesn't matter, you know. Same guys for the most part. Newcastle with a third down in less than 2, I would say. And really, unless they pitched the ball or thrown to the outside, Knock has not dropped them for a loss yet. And Newcastle comes to the line. Third down, short yardage for the Canes. Hooker again, Thomason the single setback. Double wing set. Motion man to the right side for Hooker. He'll take the snap and run that way. And here's pressure from Knock. He gets away from one guy. Out around the 5-yard line to the corner of the end zone, and the flag is down.
He's going to be coming back on a hold against Newcastle.
Well, they had a shot at him, and Hooker got away from it. One man is not going to bring him down when you're diving at his feet.
Well, he just steps right out of it. He's so quick.
So the penalty on the hold against Newcastle will move the ball back to the 14-yard line. So it was at about the 4 that the penalty occurred. It'll bring up third down and 9. So a break here for Knock if they can keep Newcastle out of the end zone. And now a timeout taken by the Knights as they want to get their defense straight. And that should be their second timeout. It comes with 35 seconds to go in the half. And Newcastle leading in this one, 21-14. Knock with a gift from Newcastle early as the Canes fumbled at their own 15-yard line on their second play from scrimmage. It took Knock 2 plays, and Jake Harrett ran it in for 12 yards out. Then Newcastle would get a couple of touchdowns, make it 14-7. And on the ensuing kick, Ivan Stapchuk, 96-yard kickoff return down the far side of the field to tie it at 14. Then the Canes with a great kickoff return. and then a nice methodical drive in to take the 21-14 lead. And they really have. They've been a very methodical offense.
Yes, they have. Passing when they have to keep it honest, but just grinding it out with some great running backs on the field.
And some serious talent in Marcus Hooker. Hooker now third down and 9. Takes the ball, rolls to his left, looking to throw. Fires to the end zone. Man wide open left corner for the touchdown. Mark Torcello beat his man to the end zone.
Pete Hooker threw that on a dead run, Scott.
He did. He was moving. 14-yard pass from Hooker. And the Canes now up 2 scores with 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Just an absolutely perfect series for Newcastle. They had the one penalty, but came back from it. And, he just got that ball down. I don't even know if the ball was on the tee when it was kicked. But Cartwright puts it up and through, and with 30 seconds to go, it's 28-14 in favor of Newcastle. Nice drive there by the Canes. 12 plays, covering 67 yards. Just the one penalty at the end. And Newcastle leading 28-14.
It would have been nice for Knock if they could have stopped them on that and kept it a one possession game.
Or even forced a field goal try.
Or a field goal, yeah. Now you're down 2 scores and your offense has been struggling to move the football in any kind of sustained drive tonight.
Again, no rhythm. Not developing a rhythm.
They have the Knights with 1 first down tonight.
Again, both of their touchdowns really on 2 plays. The other couple drives, a couple 3 and outs. But Newcastle has just dominated time. Mock really hasn't had the ball very much. So Cartwright set to kick off with 30 seconds to go. Let's see if he kicks it away from Stapchuk again. They do. They kick this one down the field, and one of the upbacks is going to get it. I think that's Schreckengost or Chase Mullen. A 2 or a 5. It's a 2. And Mullen to the 30-yard line with 25 seconds to go. So we'll see what the Knights try to do here. They will get the ball to start the second half, and David, it'll be almost a must-score series.
Yes, if they want to keep up with Newcastle here, they're going to have to score early and often.
Right now, they're not keeping up. Knock will send 3 receivers to the right side. Stapchuk, the lone setback with a slot man left, and Harrett's back to throw. Harrett rolling right, looking. Flag down. Harrett throwing out here. He had steps, or he had Schreckengost open, but I think we're going to have a hold. And now we'll go 10 yards further back, and now I think we just take a knee. 18 seconds to go. Schreckengost was open down here around the 40-yard line. Harrett threw it short, and it wasn't going to matter anyway. I don't know if Jake saw the flag come down or not. So the ball now sits back at the 17-yard line on the penalty. And Knock just to bring out a little more beef. So this is probably just a, is that Mosby? Yeah, Savon comes out. They line up in an eye. Mosby in the eye and a...
Another flag. Knock had too many men on the field.
So an illegal substitution will cost them 5 yards. So that'll mark them back 5 to about the 12-yard line. Now you just sort of have to take a knee. Newcastle could only stop the clock once, so just take a knee. Don't do anything stupid here and give Newcastle a free touchdown. Perhaps see what Harrett does here. As he steps under center with the eye behind him. Takes the snap, gives it to Savon Mosby. Mosby off the left side. He's knocking down Red Hurricane down the left sideline. And he takes Hooker to the outside and drags guys with him out of bounds. First run of the year for Savon Mosby.
Wow.
And he takes it out to about the 37-yard line with 8 seconds to go. Just give it to the big man. Let him run. 25-yard pickup.
Uh-oh. You have an injured.
And that is Marcus Hooker.
Oh, hopping off the field on 1 foot. Not good for the Hurricane.
Not at all.
He's not even putting weight on that, Scott.
No. And he was involved with the tackle trying to bring Mosby down. In fact, he was the one that was riding Mosby to the sideline, couldn't bring him down. And Hooker is in pain. And they'll give it to Mosby again, this time for just a couple of yards, and that'll bring the half to a close. But the tide has turned. Maybe we'll have to see as Marcus Hooker is injured on the sideline. That's the end of the first half. It is Newcastle leading Knock 28-14. Don't go away. We'll be back to recap first half action right after this timeout.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
And welcome back here to Newcastle's Taggart Stadium, where we are at the half, and the Knock Knights trail the Newcastle Red Hurricane 28-14. And it was not a good first half for the Knock defense, as Newcastle's offense just dominated, just easily moving the ball down the field. But behind their leader, Marcus Hooker, who is being helped from the field as we speak, an injury to one of his ankles there.
He came off the field after tackling Savon Mosby, putting no weight on that ankle at all, just hopping on 1 foot the whole width of the field. And you could tell by the look on him when he sat down on the bench here and took his helmet off that he was in some pain. Please join me in
welcoming to the field. So the Knock Knights get a couple of big plays. They get lucky early on a fumble. Newcastle, on the first possession of the game, fumbled the football at their own 15-yard line. And the Knock Knights recovered. 2 plays later, Jake Harrett from 12 yards out, and Knock led 7-0. Newcastle would go down the field, and again, another a very impressive drive by the Canes of 13 plays. Thomason took it in from 17 yards out. With 3:30 to go in the first quarter, we're tied at 7. That's how it would be into the second. Knock would turn the ball over on downs near midfield. They tried to go for it on fourth down and 1, and went to the same play they'd been running the whole drive, and Newcastle just plugged the holes up before the ball was even snapped. You kind of knew that wasn't going to go, and Newcastle forced the turnover on downs. They would get it at their own 44-yard line. 9 plays later, Epps would take it in from 1 yard out, made it 14-7. On the ensuing kickoff, Ivan Stapchuk returned it 94 yards for a touchdown, and with 8:48 to go in the half, it was 14-14. The next kickoff, though, Freddie Soto with a big return for Newcastle, out across midfield to the Knock 40, to the Knock 36-yard line. It would take the Canes only 4 plays, and Hooker took it in from a yard out, 21-14. Knock with a 3-and-out, and the Canes then with another long drive, this time 12 plays covering 67 yards, 14-yard pass from Hooker to Torcello in the left corner of the end zone, and it's 28-14. Knock then could run a couple of plays, and they went to the I formation, handed the ball off to Savon Mosby, and Mosby's a fire plug, and he just was full head of steam down the left sideline, and he met Marcus Hooker at about the 30-yard line, and Hooker trying to run him and force him out of bounds. And the next thing you know, Hooker is limping to the sideline, putting no weight on his left ankle, I think it was, and had to be helped off the field after the half concluded. So certainly we'll hope that Marcus Hooker is not injured seriously and would be able to return. If you're a Newcastle fan, if you're a Knock fan, maybe he should just take it easy till the next game.
Take it easy. Worry about the next week.
and see what happens, because he has been a wrecking crew for the Newcastle Red Hurricane. He's just a phenomenal runner. But, again, trying to tackle Savon Mosby at 5'11", 225 when he's got ahead of steam is not an easy task.
No, no. He rode Savon Mosby for a good 10 yards.
Oh, at
easily.
Least. And Savon picked up a few more Red Hurricane on the way. And I think maybe Knock has found something new and getting Mosby out of the eye.
Well, we heard that this might happen at some point.
Well, we ran the eye last week a couple times, but Savon, I don't think, ever carried the ball.
No, he didn't.
And, you know, he's such a horse there. but did get a carry there. And maybe Frank Whalen liked what he saw. Nonetheless, the Knock Knights trail Newcastle by 2 touchdowns, 28-14, and the Knights need to keep their playoff hopes alive. And to do that, they must score 25 points in the second half. They got to score at least another 15 to beat Newcastle. And that's going to be a tall task. The Hurricanes seem to have it going here tonight. We'll see how the second half goes. All right, we've got the live high school sports scoreboard. Not the scoreboard, that's afterwards. It's the halftime show with Don Rebel and Company coming your way here on WISR. Then we'll be back with second half action live from Taggart Stadium in Newcastle right after this. You're listening to Knock Football on WISR, WISR680.com and the MSA Sports Network.